Yes, to be on this show this hour and honor Bob Uecker, you got to be old, because you have to have known him for at least 40 years. Joining us now, the doctor of pitching, who easily fits that, because I'm betting he met him late 70s, early 80s, and has been with him, followed him, talked to him ever since. Doc, am I correct?
You are correct, Homer. I met him right when it happened. I actually was the first time that I ever signed when I was drafted. I was brought to Milwaukee and ended up signing a professional contract that day. And as we were going in to meet with the general manager, Jim Ballmer, at that time, Bob had walked in after the game. And that's where I first got to meet him. It was just, hey, hi, how you doing? And he said, hey, you're a kid from Wisconsin. And I go, yeah. And that was the first time I met him, but I'll tell you, nothing like what transpired after that, since that, and I've got to know him and appreciate him and cared for him and really loved him as a friend.
Let's go to now you're on the team. Was it 81-82? And he wasn't on the team, but the stories I'm told is that he was pretty much on the team.
Well, you know, the one thing that was really special, and when we get especially, and you brought up the 81-82 teams, and that's when Harvey took over. And, you know, a lot of times when you have guys who do the television and the radio, after the game is over, they're going to finish up their show, and then they're going to get in a taxi and go to eat or go do something. It was never like that when Harvey took over. When Harvey took over, Uke was on our bus every night. And there were times when he would get on that microphone on the bus, and, you know, sometimes he would chew us out a little bit. He would tell us a story, chew us out. But there was times when he'd come in and he'd put on a show and he'd get us laughing. And it was a way that I think that Harvey would just sit there, and I know he wanted to say, now, Bob, don't do anything wrong here. But you know what? He knew it was Uke, and he knew Uke understood the game and that Uke was going to keep us nice and loose. And he was really a special person, and he was a member of our club. That's the only thing we ever talked about. Bob was a member of our ball club.
Was he doing batting practice then, or was that at a different time?
Well, I think he stopped a little bit before that, Homer. I think he did it up until about 78, before Bamberger came. I think he was throwing batting practice. And I think after those later, he got a lot of things he was added to what he had to do before pregame. And I think he stopped doing it at that time. But he was every day he was on the field. He was always at the ballpark early. He was always in the clubhouse. He was always talking to players. And, you know, he was enjoying it. Back then, we got away with a lot more things than they get away in the clubhouse with playing tricks on guys and things like that. And you could see that stuff, and he would enjoy it just as well as us players would enjoy it. But he was really a member of our ball club, and that's what he was proud of.
Again, these are just theories because I wasn't there, but it seemed to me he was always positive. You mentioned he was tough, but it just seemed he always had great things and was encouraging and positive and had immense respect for how good you had to be just to make it to the majors. Accurate of those points?
Yeah, I think you're accurate, 100% accurate. I think the one thing about Bob Uecker, he talks about his career, we have a lot of laughs and chuckles about what he did in his career, and he makes fun of it. But I think he was a really good, solid player that understood the game. And I think the more he got in the game and the more he got through the game, I think he learned more and understood what it was to be a player and how hard it is to go out each and every day to play this game and, you know, and do it for 162 games or a full year and do it for a career. And I think the respect that he had for the game and his knowledge of the game really showed in how he announced the games. I don't ever remember listening to Uke saying where he sounded like he was down and out. It was always something positive, and he wanted to bring something positive to the game. And he had that unique ability of taking his shortcomings or funny stories that happened through his career, and he would be able to take that, reminisce about it, and yet bring it into the game of baseball and make it positive. And I think that's something special that not many people can do. And Uke is probably going to be one of the best of all time at doing that.
Not to belabor his abilities, but my assumption was he was a pitcher. And then they turned him into a catcher. I don't know if he couldn't pitch well, whatever it was. But the premise is at the time he's playing, every team had, I think, two catchers, and that's it. So there's seven or eight National League teams. There are only 16 catchers in the league. To just be good enough to have a position as a catcher in the majors was special because there were so few.
Well, he's a He was very athletic. The one thing you could tell that even when he was throwing batting practice, he'd play catch. He had a great arm. His arm, I mean, when he threw batting practice, they say catchers throw good batting practice. He threw excellent batting practice, and you could tell he was talented. He was very talented. But, you know, one thing I remember, at one time in my career, they had all the old-timers, and all the old Braves were in. And, you know, everybody came in. There was Spahny and Lou Burdette and Eddie Matthews and Johnny Logan and Red Shandies, and all these guys were in, and they were sitting in the room, and we had the fortune of being able to go in and meet these guys. So I went in, I was just sitting, I grew up idolizing these guys. So I sit there and I was just listening to them, and all of a sudden Uke walks in and they started talking, and Uke's telling stories and everybody's laughing. It was then I really gained a lot of respect for Uke, because you could see that how Uke was with his teammates, that the teammates had a deep respect for him, even though he might have not been the number one catcher or the number one player, but he was a good team player, that he had good knowledge and he played hard and that he loved the game of baseball. And I developed, when I saw that with his teammates, that really did something really special for me. And that's from that time on, I really had enjoyed him and understood when he talked about, he really understood the game. He had great knowledge of the game, and that's what he wanted to bring to people when he announced the game. And he's done such a phenomenal job. He's one of the best of all time.
And when you celebrated 82, I'm sure he celebrated as well and as much as anyone.
Oh, he was right in the middle of it. I think everybody kind of, when he came in the clubhouse, it was lights out. I mean, he was just with us, and his excitement for the game, and he enjoyed it. I think he enjoyed it even more than we did, because it was something special that he went through it, and he was around with the Braves, and he's all the excitement that he had going through all the years that had been, but for something special to do it with those 82 team, especially with Harvey and all the time he'd been there with Bud Selig, his very, very close friend. You know, I think that was very special for Uke. And I'll tell you why, when you listen to him, it was just like the last few years that he did baseball before his passing yesterday. It was like a history lesson. Every time you listened to him on radio, you enjoyed it, because you not only got the game and you got a great game announced and what was going on in the field, but you got a history lesson about how it went through his career. And then he added the funny things with it. I'll tell you what, it doesn't get any better than that.
Talking with the doctor of pitching, Jerry Augustine. We have designated him as the doctor of pitching. I don't know if anybody else is caught up on that. I also wanted to ask you about, I think the world of Robin Yount. I think as from afar, he's one of the greatest athletes I've ever been around in terms of speaking, now that he's no longer playing, because he was a horrible interview when he played, which he loves when I bring it up. Why are you so mean? Anyway, Bob Uecker and Robin Yount were best friends. Yount had to be very young when they first met. What, as you observe that, is that accurate? And clearly, Robin Yount was just, I don't know if it's in awe or just adored, or how you would describe his affection and friendship with Bob Uecker.
Well, I think when you talk about Robin, Robin's he's unique. He's special. He's Milwaukee Brewers. You get that a lot when you get with Paulie and some of the other guys. But Robin was very, very special. And I think the one thing that when you talk about Robin and his special person that he was and the special player he was, I think when you talk about the Robin Yount situation, I think Uke understood that. And I think Uke understood the trials and tribulations that young players go through. And I think just by knowing that, I think he went to Robin, and I think he just talked to Robin about baseball, and he became, I don't know if you'd say a father figure. I don't know if that's the right thing to say. But I think a friend saying that, hey, I understand the game of baseball. I know you don't, every day is not going to be a great day. I understand what you're going through. And I think Robin, just for that reason alone, having Uke outside the game, being with us all the time, really developed that special relationship. And then when Uke moved down here to Arizona, they got to be very close. They spent a lot of time together. I don't know if there's anybody that I know of, any player that was closer with Bob Uecker than Robin Yount. And those guys really had a special relationship. And you could really see it, the respect that each had for each other. And that's really special when you look at Bob being the age 90 that he was and Robin playing in the early 70s, mid-70s like he did. To have that kind of relationship between a former player and a player is pretty special, and Bob and Robin had that.
Talking with Jerry Augustine. All right, last question. I mean, you were around him forever from the 80s. I don't know. Did he ever change? Was he the same? He just got older, but not really? Because you observed him, were with him almost the entire time, right? From the 80s all the way up to now.
Homer, I can tell you honestly, doing the announcing for the Brewers and all the times I'm still around the Brewers when I do some extra innings and things like that, and I go in the dugout, when Bob would come in the dugout, and things would be said, they'd be telling baseball stories, and all of a sudden I would see Uke's mind working a little bit. He wanted to tell a story, but someone would bring something up about an 82 time or when he played or whatever. He would tell a story, and it was so, from the 82 group that I was with, it was so spot on. He would tell the story better than it actually happened. It was like, Uke, that's better than what happened back then.
And it was 40 years later. It could be right. I mean, how many years? He was still telling them in 2022, I'll bet.
Yeah, and he's got that. And that's what's so unique. When I listened to him in his last several telecasts that he did, Jeff Levering or whoever it was, Lane Grindle, would ask him a question, and he would start telling stories about it. Those stories were so spot on because I heard those stories before, and they were just spot on. And the way you could really tell that, Bob Uecker is baseball, but even more than baseball, he's Milwaukee baseball. And his love for Milwaukee, the state of Wisconsin, he didn't need anything else. That was all Bob needed for his life and his career, and he really showed it. I know someone today asked me, he said, can you briefly describe Bob Uecker? And I said, I can't in a sentence. He's so much greater than that. He's a very special guy. He will always be known. He's a special person that people know, and we have so many great memories. And every day that I think about, I have a story come to me about Bob Uecker, I'm going to think of a funny story that happened when I was with him.
And no one ever acted in a manner to show love for Milwaukee more than Uecker. I mean, you're around him all the time. He could have left any time. He had the ability and whatever, and he was from Milwaukee and Milwaukee literally for 90 years. And that's a fair and appropriate statement, correct?
And that's all he needed. That's all he wanted. And I think you have to get a ton of credit to Mr. Selig. I mean, that bond that Bud Selig had with Bob Uecker, I mean, Bob Uecker got away with more with Bud Selig than anybody, for an owner of a ball club, than anybody I know. I mean, he would get on him constantly, and he was always on him, and Bud would just smile and laugh and said, Bob, come on now. And then he would dare say that because here you could just stay on him. But, they had a great relationship. Bob was the kind of guy that, like you just said, Homer, Wisconsin baseball was his number one love. But I'm going to tell you what, it is not second to Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and the people he enjoyed more than when he was, that he had in living in Wisconsin and living his whole life in Wisconsin.
He wouldn't call him Bud either, would he?
No. He would never, very seldom would he ever call him Bud. He would,
Alan,
once in a while, but not very often. He'd all say, Alan, come over here, Alan. And you could tell that once he would start, he'd say, Alan, come over here, or Al, come on over here. Especially when he said Al, Bud knew that he was in trouble, that something was going to happen. And he would say, oh boy, here we go. And Uke was just relentless on him. But I'll tell you what, they had a really, really neat relationship and a very, very special relationship. And out of that, we got one of the greatest announcers of baseball that ever was in the game. And we got Bob Uecker, and he'll live on forever.
And you know what? I can't see you, but I can feel you smiling just talking about him. I mean, that's all.
I am. I've been smiling. I've been, ever since you called me, I've been sitting there thinking about him all day. And, when I first got the text from Ken Sanders this morning, the first thing I did is I sat back and I thought about some great memories. And those memories I will cherish for the rest of my life.
And everybody has them. You could call
anybody
on that team, right? Or anybody in that clubhouse.
Anybody. I don't think there's anybody who ever played for Milwaukee that doesn't have a Bob Uecker story, because there's so many of them. Every day was a new story that you came in. There was something special about that guy. And just to enjoy that he had telling the story made it even better. I mean, the stories are funny. When he tells a story, it's funny. And he has a dry sense of humor when he'd go on Johnny Carson, all that. But when he tells it and you're with him, you enjoy it that much more. You smile more and you laugh more because just the way he would bring it, he'd tell you about it, was just so funny.
The doctor of pitching, Jerry Augustine. Thanks for giving us a couple minutes. Appreciate it.
Anytime, Homer. It's gonna, and a tribute to Uke is going to go on for many, many days. And, you know, thanks for allowing me to have the time to talk about Bob. And you're right. I'm smiling, and I'll be smiling for after I get off the phone thinking of Bob Uecker.
Jerry Augustine, I'm not sure what's next.